I'm hoping we can do more of that more frequently. It was a very encouraging time, challenging time, and thankful for those who were there, thankful for the spouses who kind of went without their husbands for a day and encouraged that. I think it was really profitable. Really thankful to have seen, someone come to Christ yesterday. I mean, Mark, the best key metric I can think of for a successful men's meeting is someone coming to Christ. I mean, so we're praising the Lord over that. And sure you'll hear more about that soon. But in light of that, I didn't have a text that I really wanted to deep dive and exposit into. I just really wanted to read through some psalms that were on my heart after yesterday and then spend some time praying if we could. So I have two psalms I'd like to read through and really just kind of reflecting on, seeing a man come to Christ, and as a capstone for our retreat yesterday, which was so encouraging to see the body, the men just trying to glorify God and how we approached, the things we aim to do at church, and how we can strategically better tighten up some things to glorify God better and to serve the body better. So just a couple psalms on my heart. I'll just read them. And these really, of course, they could be preached on, I'm sure, but they really have a lot to just reflect on and be encouraged by just by reading it. So Psalm 32 will be the first one. And we'll start in verse 1. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with a bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Just testifying before you, and I'm sure you can testify that blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. I'm praising God for that. Amen. And if we flip over to Psalm number 34, I think we can all testify to this, and again, just a reminder of this truth that's in this psalm, having seen the events of yesterday. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ear toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, and none of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Again, praising the Lord that we can, many of us here can testify that we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And we saw another one yesterday taste that and see it and confess that. And what an encouragement that was. Amen. So I want to spend some time in prayer. I'm going to try to mark some of these requests down a little more faithfully. And it's one of the things we talked about, just making sure that these requests don't slip through our hands, if we can do something about it. So what can we pray about this morning? I want to encourage us to spend some time praying this morning if you feel led, and bringing our requests before the Lord, bringing our needs before him. And those on Zoom, I really want to encourage you guys to pray if you feel led as well. Don't feel like you're interrupting to jump in. You're part of this, and I'll just yield the floor for requests. I know John P. could continue to use our needs, our prayer. And I know you were talking about Tom, how he's in pretty bad shape now. But there was, Jack seemed to think that there was some signs of some things to be encouraged about, so continue to pray for him. I don't have much time on that.
Hey, John, I had a request.
Go ahead on Zoom.
Yeah, so it's been shared on by way of email about John MacArthur's church. Keep them in prayer right now. They're possibly facing their power being shut off today by local authorities to prohibit them from meeting together to fellowship and worship. So pray for grace to you for that.
Yeah. That's a good one. I was thinking of that this morning, and we do well to, you know, keep our brothers and sisters who are across the country as they're facing different timelines on kind of how to move about the progressing situations in their local sphere, to keep our brothers and sisters in prayer. It's like we have a few on the chat. Let me see. I don't want to miss anything here. Miss Joanne asking for prayer for her husband and her son's salvation.
Lauren and I will be traveling to start school also a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
And the kids come back the following Monday, and it's definitely going to be an interesting year filled with creative challenges, and she's in leadership at the school too, so just to check out the opportunity to be a witness, be calm in the chaos, and preach eternity instead of just the reactions to what's going on in the here and now.
Yeah.
But take travels for us also,
as
we kind of try to get a little break before we
get off
it.
Yeah, for sure. Good.
I'll bet people on Zoom didn't hear that.
Yeah, no, a good point. Josh and Lauren will be traveling, and they're asking for prayer on starting school back here pretty soon and how to navigate and be a witness and just all the challenges that come with, you know, going back to school in this environment and Lauren being in kind of leadership there. Just wisdom and grace. Many of us echo that.
Ongoing prayer for our country, leadership, protection for our president and family, and ask the Lord to continue to show mercy.
Amen. Yeah, for our country, for those in power. It's a good one. And pray for the time this morning that we would be encouraged, edified, and be able to really take in what we're hearing and receive it, let it change us. Anyone else before we pray?
Seeking the Lord for wisdom for our church direction, church building, church direction, church decisions.
Yeah. Why don't we go to the Lord in prayer over these things? What we can do is I'll start us off, and Brother Todd, would you close us out? You know, we have a little time this morning. We've kind of ended the devotion section early, so feel free, those on Zoom, those here, if you want to pray, don't feel rushed. It's important to pray corporately, and just encourage you to do that if you feel led to. Let's go before the Lord. Dear Lord, we come before you in the abundance of your mercy, Father. We come before you clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, making us able to come boldly, Lord, before your throne of grace, where we may cast our burdens upon you freely. You encourage us to do that. You want our anxieties, Father. You want our worries. You want our thoughts to be captive to you, Father. And we pray that you would help us to do that, Lord, here now and throughout the week, Father, personally for one another, our burdens for each other, our burdens for ourselves, our struggles, Lord, that we'd cast them on you. We pray that you would help us to do that. Lord, we look to you with these specific requests, Lord. Those across the country, brothers and sisters and you, Father, who are struggling to understand and you trying to practice wisdom and how to navigate challenges with government, Father, local and state and federal, Lord, that they would have wisdom, Lord, and to know how to navigate and how to put you first, Lord, how to balance everything, Lord. Your people can only do right in that area with your guidance, Father. We look to you at that and confess that oftentimes we don't know what to do. We pray that you would teach us from your word what to do, Father. Encourage us to seek out what to do, Lord. We pray for our leaders, Lord, that you would change hearts, Lord, that you would cause us to understand the importance of praying for them, Lord, the importance of preaching your word to those who we come in contact with, Lord, to be bold, Father, not be afraid to do that. That we may see people change, Lord, that we may see, areas change, Lord, geographies, Lord, change. And that would be done by just a simple preaching of your word, Lord. Embolden me, embolden your people, Father, to do that, to not be afraid. Lord, we pray, I looked up, Miss Joanne's family, Lord, her son and her husband now to you, Lord. Father, how many times have we prayed and begged you to save lost loved ones and confess to you that if you would just do that in our midst, we would praise you and be encouraged, Lord. And you have done that for someone we did not know in our midst, Lord. And we praise you for that. We do offer thanks, Lord, for not only doing that, but letting many of us behold it and testify, Father. Lord, that is no small thing, Lord, and we are so thankful and encouraged, and now are encouraged to pray more fervently for those who we love who don't know you, Father. And so it is in that context that I lift up Miss Joanne's loved ones, Lord, that her witness to them would be effective, Father, that your Holy Spirit would quicken them, Lord, that they would turn from their sins, Lord, that you would call them to you. And Lord, for our lost loved ones in the congregation who haven't been mentioned, Lord, we pray that you would give us a fervency to pray for them, to bear the burden, Lord, of continual prayer for them, Lord. We need you in that area. We're weak. We long for lost loved ones to be saved, Lord, but oftentimes we're not willing to sacrifice, Father, and labor in prayer, Lord. Forgive us for that, Father. Help us, Lord. We are weak. We are easily fooled, Lord. Help us to properly see from your perspective with spiritual eyes, Lord, the things that are going on around us, Father. Oh, Lord, we want to lift up our church, Father, in this time, that you would strengthen it, Lord, even with a lot of question marks around us, Lord, that we would keep the main thing, and also not be afraid, Lord, of the mundane, small decisions that must happen, Lord, for us to better serve your bride, Father. Lord, we need wisdom. We don't know always what to do, Father. Lord, I lift up my brother Josh and Lauren. Lord, I just pray that you would give them a good, relaxing time, Lord, in their travels and safe travels, Lord, that you would bless them and recharge them, Father, and prepare them for kind of a new season, Lord, with going back to school and the challenges there, Lord. Give them perspective and give them renewed strength to face those challenges with grace, Lord. Be with them. Just pray that you would bless them, Father. Lord, we look to you, Lord, just even for the next hour and a half, that you would go before us, that you would own this time, that you would lead us, Father. We can do nothing apart from you, Lord. We ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Father in heaven, it is no small matter the thing that we do in coming to you with our needs. It is not a small part of our fellowship when we beseech you, Father, the throne of grace, with these things on our heart. It is a magnificent thing that we come and we speak things. You speak requests that have to do with men's souls and eternity. It has to do with your glory, Father. Let us not take lightly this time that we come and dedicate in prayer to lift things up before you, Father. It is a great and awesome and reverent thing that we do, and we don't take it lightly this morning, Father. But we come and we lay our burdens at your cross, Father, at the foot of the cross, and plead for mercy, Lord, to the one and only one who hears, the only one who does right, who searches our hearts and does that which is right. And that's all we ask for, Father, to do good from your perspective for these things, Father, we pray, as we lift up lost loved ones. Think about John, who seems to be not long for this world, Father. Remember the small cries from his voice, Lord. Remember those that ministered to him, Father. May those efforts be pleased by you to be taken and stir up your desires, Father, and cause him to see in these last days, eyes to see and a heart to confess and believe. Oh, Father, we think about a great church, a great body in California. Of course, this church, Father, who has been a light to so many of us, Father, to speak forth solid truth, Lord. And now during these days, during these last days, Father, a great attack is upon this man in this church. Would you do a great work, Father, there to protect them, Father, to give them boldness, to give them wisdom, great amounts of wisdom, Father, needed to navigate during these assaults. Oh, Father, would you be pleased to blow back the tide of evil upon that church, upon this nation, Father. Bring revival into the hearts of this land. Would you please, Father, show forth your grace in a great capacity. Add to the numbers of your children, even as we witnessed yesterday, Father, in a great way. Be pleased, Father, to add many more. Add them those, Father, in key positions that would be able to be a great voice for this nation, Father. Would you be pleased to do that? Convert those who are advocating evil right now in key places. Convert those people. Change their hearts, Father, to the things of God. Open up their eyes to eternal things, Father. Would you be pleased to do that in our nation and start within our own midst, Father? We would seek the eternal things, Lord. Remember this country, and Father, remember this small church right here, Lord. We need wisdom, great amounts of wisdom for directions, for understanding, to how to be a greater light into this community, into the world, and how to reflect Christ more. That's our heart's desire, so how to be a greater witness for the kingdom of God, to our Lord and our Master, Jesus Christ, whom we worship this morning. And remember our new brother in Christ, Kyle. Father, may you protect him from the schemes of the devil in his early days of walking with you. May you shower him with your grace, Father. Continue the work that you have started, Lord. Meet with us today. Receive glory from our time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We'll take a 5-minute break and we'll come back. For those on Zoom, we're just taking a 5-minute break.